fire trucks and police trucks are still arriving. I can hear them.
You're listening to live continuous coverage of a plane crash into the World Trade Center this morning. This is 1010 Winds WINS New York. I'm James Faraday. Now for more on the story, 1010 Winds newsman Lee Harris.
Good morning, and it is not a good morning in New York City. A major disaster, a plane crash into the World Trade Center. We're on the line with 1010 Winds account executive Joan Fleischer, a witness to this terrible unfolding scene. Joan, could you maybe just recap for those just joining us? What happened and what you're seeing?
Well, shortly, I think it must have been 15, 20 minutes ago, I heard a plane overhead that seems awfully close. And, you know, usually you don't hear them over here, and it was very close. And I looked out of the window and saw a plane, what seemed to be heading for buildings, because it seemed to be too low. It was hardly higher than some of the residential buildings around here. And as I was looking, the plane was dipped to the left, and the right side of the plane, heading south, was heading to the top. And then the next thing I know, I saw the plane crash. I came up to the roof, and I can now see where the hole in the World Trade Center is.
And it is an enormous hole. Joan, any sense at all as to the size of the plane? We've been getting conflicting reports that it was a small plane, even that it might have been a passenger airliner, a 737.
See, I think it was smaller. As I said before, I'm not that familiar, and it was, you know, it's still over my head. I couldn't tell. It didn't seem like it was a tiny plane. You know, it didn't seem like it might have been a four-passenger or anything like that. It seemed larger than that. But, again, I can't be sure. It did not seem like a jet.
All right, John, I want you to stick with us for just a moment. We're going to get a report of traffic and transit on the ones. Obviously, there are traffic problems resulting from this major disaster. Pete Torello?
That's right, Lee. Anything going into the World Trade Center, is it going to be closing down for only the passes of emergency apparatus? And, of course, anything coming into lower Manhattan is also probably going to be off limits to you, or should be at this point, because we need as much room as possible to get all of the emergency equipment to the World Trade Center. Keep your radio locked into 1010 Winds. We'll have more on this horrible story coming up. Right now, we are looking at about 45 minutes on the city-bound Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes on the Holland, 30 minutes on the George Washington Bridge. Cross Bronx is also very heavy from the Bronx River Parkway all the way into the Jersey-bound upper level of the GWB as that phase of construction work continues. I'm Pete Torriello, Shadow Traffic on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 9:02. We've been talking with Joan Fleischer, an account executive at 1010 Winds. Right now, we're going to switch over to Kai Kendall. He saw the whole thing transpire from his vantage point on 14th Street. And again, we're talking about a plane crash into the World Trade Center. Kai, what did you see and what can you see now?
Well, I saw the plane come overhead. I happened to be looking south towards the World Trade Center. There is now another explosion occurring right at this moment in the other building, which means debris has come from
it
the airplane.
It appears another plane just flew into the other tower.
No, not another plane. It looks like debris from the plane, which may have hit the other building. There is an explosion at any rate in the other building about 50 feet down as I'm looking south to the left. The plane was a larger plane. It didn't look as large as a passenger plane, but it did look like a four-engine jet aircraft. To my eyes, it could have avoided the building. It looked almost as if the pilot was trimming the rudder in order to hit the building. But that's
are you certain that you did not just now see a second plane hit the other building?
I, from my vantage point, I didn't see a plane hit the building, but I did see an explosion occur, and there's a lot of flame as opposed to the other time. My God, I can't believe it. When the first plane hit, I did not hear an explosion, even though I was looking at it. It went clear into the building. The explosion and the fire started after impact. This is something that looks more like an explosion immediately at the corner of the building. I guess it would be the east tower of the World Trade Center.
All right, Kai, we're going to switch over to 1010 Winds reporter Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, what's the latest from your vantage point?
Well, I am in my apartment in Lower Brooklyn, and I have a clear view of the World Trade Center, and what I am looking at is a horrific sight. Both buildings of the World Trade Center are definitely on fire. There is black smoke coming from both of the towers. It's a horrific scene here. There's debris flying through the air over the East River here into Brooklyn. What appears to be paper, this is obviously a horrible disaster. It had to have been at least one plane, possibly two. The fires in the two buildings are at separate levels. One of the towers, it appears the smoke is coming from about halfway up. And in the other tower, the smoke is coming from about two-thirds of the way up in the building. It is drifting over Brooklyn, heading south. I did not see the plane crash, but at about 5 minutes ago, not even, I did hear a large explosion, and the ground here in Brooklyn shook. My windows rattled, so there was definitely at least another explosion. I can't confirm whether or not it was a second plane, but a horrific disaster. I am staring at this in total disbelief right now. I can't believe what I am seeing here right now.
And what you are seeing is both towers of the World Trade Center on fire, one apparently due to a plane crash, the second also possibly due to a plane crash, but that is unclear at this point.
Absolutely, Lee. And again, what I can also see, paper floating through the air a couple of hundred feet above Brooklyn right now in downtown Brooklyn, and it appears to be drifting over from the World Trade Center from these explosions. Not clear what the debris is, whether it came from the plane or whether it's coming from inside the offices at the World Trade Center. But a terrible, frightening sight here.
All right, Steve, you're in Brooklyn. We're going to switch back to Lower Manhattan and 1010 Wentz account executive Joan Fleischer. Joan, were you able to see what happened to the second building?
Yes, all of a sudden there was just a big explosion that sort of mushroomed into the air, now on several floors below the initial impact of the first plane. The plane is a fire in the second building now, not the same floor, and I don't see where another plane could have hit from here.
Well, on TV, they just showed videotape of what appeared to be a second plane flying into the second tower.
Wow.
That appeared to be a passenger jet, or at least something the size of a passenger jet.
Wow, the first one I saw, and the only one I saw, was the one that went into the building that I'm looking at right, that I can see with the antenna on it. That's where there's a hole. The second building...
They just played the tape again. It is horrific. A second plane the size of a passenger jet flying into the second tower of the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. The smoke is so thick. There's still debris falling. I can't see from my vantage point where a second plane could have hit, but it might have hit in another direction. It doesn't seem to hold.
I'm afraid we'll be seeing it for quite some time to come. We have no idea, of course, of casualties at this point, but there's obviously enormous loss of life. The fire keeps growing, the smoke keeps billowing, and this is a horrible tragedy unfolding in New York City on this what was a bright sunny morning. Joan, obviously the situation has been growing worse as you've been watching it. How much worse does it appear to be than initially?
Well, initially it was that one building that looked like it was on fire. Now there's a big fire in the second building. The other one seems to be inside the building. This one is on the outside. I can see it very clearly from here. And the smoke is billowing out of both buildings now. And it's heading towards Brooklyn. It's unbelievable.
Thick black smoke. Recapping, in case you're just joining us and wondering what is going on, it is beyond belief. Both towers of the World Trade Center are burning. Both have apparently been hit by aircraft. We're still unclear on the case of the second tower. The first definitely was, and television has been showing a videotape of a second plane, apparently the size of a twin-engine passenger jet, crashing into the second tower.
Wow.
And obviously, we have enormous loss of life. We can't confirm that, but just by looking at it, if people who were on those floors that were hit survived, it will be miraculous. All of our reporters are en route to the scene. Obviously, it will do you no good to go anywhere near the vicinity of the World Trade Center. Please allow the emergency crews, and many will be needed, to get in there. And unfortunately, this is making the bombing of the World Trade Center look like a relatively minor incident. Now, the smoke is blowing toward Brooklyn. Is that your view, Joan?
Yes, it definitely is. It's so thick, thicker by the minute, and the tops of the buildings are hard to see right now. Thick black smoke coming from both buildings.
So the top of the building, the one that has the television and radio antenna,
yes,
that's being almost completely obscured by smoke at this point. The fire and the point of impact on the second building is a bit lower down.
Right.
On the first building, almost at the top, the second about two-thirds of the way up. And there is a gaping hole in the side of the one building we can see, and no doubt there is one to match on the other building as well.
Wow. I haven't seen the other one, like I said, but this one is unbelievable. And there are people at higher vantage points that can see more. I see them on the top, and they're looking.
CNN has just rerun from a different angle the videotape of the second plane hitting the second building, causing a massive explosion. Apparently, the plane coming in from over the Hudson River from the west and slamming into that building. It's just beyond belief.
Unbelievable.
It's Wings News time, 9/11, the World Trade Center. Both buildings have been hit by planes. We're going to get a check of traffic and transit on the ones. Here's Pete Torriello.
Ed, needless to say, going into lower Manhattan is just forget about it. We have, as you heard on 1010 Winds, two separate plane crashes hitting each tower of the World Trade Center. We need to clear as many roads as possible to get the emergency apparatus in and out of the area. Meanwhile, we are looking at delays now on the city-bound Lincoln Tunnel. We're running about 45 minutes. We're going to be running extensive delays, no doubt, on the inbound Holland Tunnel because, as you know, of course, that's going to bring you right into lower Manhattan. George Washington Bridge is running about a 30-minute delay. And, of course, this very clearly visible from any of the bridges, especially up along the lower end of the East River. That's going to cause delays there, too. But, again, I cannot say this strongly enough. You do not want to be coming into lower Manhattan today. We have, at the moment, we're trying to get some information to see if any mass transit operations have been disrupted. And we'll have more coming up shortly on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 9:12, a major disaster in New York City this morning.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Both towers of the World Trade Center have been hit by aircraft. Both are in flames. Both suffered explosions. We were trying to get our reporters to the scene. Of course, there is no doubt confusion and chaos on the ground and major rescue efforts underway. On the 1010 Winds newsmaker line with us this morning, Joan Fleischer, an account executive at 1010 Winds, who was and is a witness to the scene that has been unfolding here this morning. Joan, beyond the building, do you have any view of any activity?
I can't see anything beyond the buildings, but the smoke, I can smell it here now. It's completely covered the area. We have people up here taking pictures because it's like nothing you've ever seen before. I can't see anything on the south side of the buildings. I can only see what looks north.
No, nothing we've ever seen before, and nothing we ever wanted to see, and nothing hopefully
Absolutely.
We will ever see again. Again, we've had no information yet on casualties. All of this has unfolded really in the last 20 minutes or so, but looking at the building, it is fairly obvious that barring some miracle, there has been massive loss of life in New York City this morning. And again, comparing it to the World Trade Center bombing, it is obvious that that was a relatively minor incident. We're going to switch over to 1010 Winds reporter Larry Kofsky, who left his post at the New York Stock Exchange to head over to the scene of the disaster. Larry, what's the situation?
Well, it didn't take more than a minute to smell the scent of burning materials as I walked out of the New York Stock Exchange, which is maybe four or five blocks from the World Trade Center. And as I walked out, there was clearly smoke pouring out of the building. I'm already several blocks away. I'm down on Water Street. And as I was approaching the World Trade Center, there was a second explosion of some sort. And I actually got pushed over and was trampled twice as more debris came pouring from the building. And as I saw it, it looked like about the upper corner of the building. There was clearly damage and glass blown out, and there's debris flying through the sky. I walked about five blocks, and I'm covered with shreds of paper and things that have gone flying from the building. So there's a great deal of panic, a ton of gridlock down here. There are cars all over, and nobody's really moving anywhere. So if don't even think. don't even think about coming down here because it's a mess.
Well, we know that the second explosion, as we've seen on television with a horrific videotape played over and over again, the second tower was hit by a plane the size of a passenger airliner. We don't know if that was an occupied plane occupied with passengers or some kind of pilot on a kamikaze mission, but in any event, that was the cause of that second explosion. Down on the ground, Larry, you mentioned that obviously there are people jammed in the vicinity, but what's the sense of what's going on?
Well, I saw a lot of people crying. The further I got away from it, clearer the calmer people were. They did evacuate the New York Stock Exchange. I can't even get back to my post at this point. Basically, just looking outside the store, I finally managed to borrow a phone because my cell phone was certainly not working. There are people, they seem to be walking calmly down the sidewalks, although I really don't know where they're headed at this point. But as I said, when that second explosion hit the World Trade Center, it was pandemonium. There were people just running as fast as they could. Those who couldn't run as fast, who ran faster than I could, were pushing me over. I was down on the ground twice, and I did see a couple people get hurt, although I didn't see anybody seriously injured as people ran as fast and as far as they could from the building.
Well, it's a classic example of a situation that you thought couldn't possibly get any worse, getting substantially worse, and in just a matter of moments, the initial report around 10 to 9 this morning of a plane crashing into the first of the World Trade Center towers, and then as we were reporting on that horrific disaster, the gaping hole and flames, a second plane the size of a jetliner slams into the second World Trade Center tower. On the line with us, 1010 Winds Wall Street reporter Larry Kofsky, who has left his post at the Stock Exchange, which has been evacuated anyway, and is on the ground. Larry, what's your sense in terms of emergency vehicles, and are they able to get to the scene, or is there gridlock? What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of gridlock down here now. As I said, I'm a good 10 or 12 blocks away now down on Water Street, and there are sirens outside the telephone store that I'm in, just borrowing a telephone. There was clearly gridlock, and it was even worse as close as you got. Actually, as I walked out of the New York Stock Exchange and onto Broadway, this was prior to that second explosion, it was fairly calm. The street was empty, and it looked like it was available for emergency vehicles, but now certainly lower Manhattan looks to be a mess.
All right.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Well, we now have some insight as to what's going on the air here. The FBI reports that it is investigating reports of a plane hijacking before the World Trade Center crashes and explosions. Again, the FBI reporting a possible plane hijacking before the World Trade Center crashes. And again, there are two of those crashes, one caught on videotape, the second one of a apparently a jetliner crashing into the second World Trade Center tower. And it's unclear, of course, as to the nature of the first plane that hit the first tower, but a major disaster is unfolding in New York City this morning. Apparent twin aircraft attacks on the Twin Towers. 1010 Winds reporter Larry Kofsky left his post at Wall Street to go to the scene. Larry, are you still there? Okay, it looks like we've lost Larry for now. And how about Joan Fleischer, 1010 Winds account executive Joan Fleischer? She was the first to call into our live line with her report. Joan, any further information from your vantage point?
Nothing that we can see other than that there are just two huge holes. Well, I can't see the second hole. There's the huge hole on the facing the north, and smoke and fire coming from the second building as well as the first. It's unbelievable.
You have friends and neighbors who are up on your rooftop with you. What is their reaction? What is their sense of what's going on this morning?
Well, one of the people that's on my building thought that she had seen a helicopter close by, and she thought perhaps the helicopter was the second hit. So she said that was something that she thought had happened, although I didn't see anything like that. She thought that perhaps it was the close proximity to the second building that created the second explosion.
Okay, a lot of conflicting information here this morning. Again, the FBI is investigating reports that a plane was hijacked before the World Trade Center crashes. We also have reports that LaGuardia and JFK are suspending operations, and no doubt with good cause at this time. If you're just tuning in, you may not believe me when I tell you this, but unfortunately it is true. Planes have crashed into both towers of the World Trade Center this morning, causing massive explosions in both towers. The FBI is looking into reports that there was a plane hijacking before the crashes. And while we don't have any reports of casualties at this time, looking at the scene, the gaping holes in both towers, the smoke and the flames, it is reasonable to assume that there has been massive loss of life in New York City this morning. Again, this makes the World Trade Center bombing of about 9 years ago look like a relatively minor incident. We will stay with this story and nothing but this story as the information develops. We have sent all of our reporters to the scene. We have mustered them all, and we should be hearing from them momentarily. On the live line with us now, 1010 Winds account executive turned reporter for this morning's unfortunate event, Joan Fleischer. Nobody at your location saw the second plane hit? I guess it's a vantage point issue.
No, couldn't see it from this side. I didn't see it, and I was here when the second hit. The fire is spreading now. We can see it completely. Oh, my God. It's inside the first building, the one with the radio antenna on it, TV antenna. That fire spread, it looks like, to other floors. And at least three, one of my neighbors is saying. And the second also growing in
Okay, Joan, we're going to switch over to former 1010 Winds reporter Randy Place. He is down on Broadway. Randy, what is your vantage point? What can you see from there?
Good morning, Lee. I'm at 52 Broadway on the 17th floor. As I look out, I see smoke pouring out of the World Trade Center building that was hit. I still don't know the story because I've been on the phone trying to report to you. Flames have been pouring out of the window on this one floor, and black smoke is reaching up into the sky. Lee, about 10 minutes before the explosion, we heard one explosion. I understand there was two. I was looking out of my office, and papers were falling out of the sky. My colleague and I thought it was some kind of a parade where they were throwing papers out of the window, but as I looked up, they were coming way up in the sky. We just saw papers. They looked like leaflets. We thought they might be for the mayoral race, flyers. Then we heard the explosion, and I looked down, and everybody on Broadway and on Wall Street was running for their lives. They were running as fast as they could, and the running kept up for about 10 minutes. There's no more running now. People are walking, strolling around, but up there in the building itself, flames still shooting out of the window, not as much as they were a few minutes ago, but that black smoke reaching up to the sky.
Well, Randy, to bring you and everybody else up to speed, both towers have been hit. Both towers have been hit by aircraft. We're not entirely certain of the size of the aircraft involved in the first attack. The second one appears to be a twin-engine passenger jet. The FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacking right before this disaster unfolded, so that would make a certain sort of sense. And again, no reports yet of casualties, but obviously the destruction here is massive. The gaping hole in the sides of both of these buildings, obviously, we'll verify that. Rescue crews are making their way to the scene, and all of this unfolding in one of the busiest places in the world, downtown Manhattan, on a weekday morning. Former 1010 Winds reporter Randy Place is watching this unfold from Broadway. The people working with you in that building, what is their sense of what's going on this morning?
Well, everybody was shocked, holding hands, looking out the window, wondering if our colleagues were all right who walk around there. We still don't know. They're out. I'm scheduled in the building where I work. I'm doing a seminar in about 10 minutes, so I'm going upstairs to do that. But it's complete shock, and we were just amazed at all this paper falling out of the sky. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, yes. Both of the reporters we had on the air, in addition to you, mentioned that papers had been falling out of the sky. And of course, World Trade Center, that's an office building, and it would make sense that paper would fall from the sky. Again, both towers hit by aircraft this morning. An unbelievable scene, but unfortunately, it is the case. The FBI is investigating reports of plane hijacking before these World Trade Center crashes. To find out what we know so far, far, which information we've been able to compile. Let's go to Judy DeAngelis in the 1010 Winds newsroom. Judy.
Well, thank you, Lee. Pretty much you have summed up what we do know, and frankly, it's not a whole lot. What we have said recently that we heard from you, the FBI, apparently, according to Associated Press, is investigating reports that two plane crashes at the World Trade Center are the result of possible foul play. Now, anybody who was watching the video actually saw a plane crash into the World Trade Center. The first explosion we did not see. That was on fire with smoke billowing, flames coming from inside the building. An absolutely huge gaping hole, debris falling down onto the street. As we're watching that horrific scene, another horrific scenario unfolds as we watch a plane actually crash into the second of the two World Trade Towers. Now, the first World Trade Tower that was hit is the one, as you heard James Faraday telling you before, that has the TV and radio antenna on top. The second plane crashing into the building that houses the observation deck on top. Obviously, at this point, no one has been able to get close enough to find out any immediate word on injuries or fatalities. But from the looks of things, it would be almost miraculous if there wasn't. I mean, you just have to accept the fact that this is probably going to be something where there are going to be fatalities and certainly injuries in the least case scenario.
All right, Judy, we now have word that all three local airports have been ordered shut down. The airspace over New York City is a frozen zone. They don't want anything flying into or out of here right now for very obvious reasons. Former 1010 Winds reporter Randy Place is down on Broadway. He's been keeping us posted on what he can see from that location. Randy, any change in the situation? Anything new you've noticed?
No, nothing new. The flames seem to... they're still pouring out of the building. The smoke is blacker. One of my colleagues came in and said that the first thing he heard about it is when his subway stopped at City Hall and there was an announcement that there was a problem. People had to get out right there. They let them go on to Rector Street, but outside of that, there's no new information. I'm just watching the smoke pour out of here. The papers are still falling from the sky. Interestingly, these papers started before anything hit the building. And they were way, way up there. We thought they were leaflets. The activity down below on Broadway and on Wall Street is back to normal. One of my colleagues here was just outside. Have you picked up any information? This is Lee Harris, WINS. Can I put my colleague Donald Kyle on?
Sure, put Donald right on.
Hello, Lee. I just left the building and went out in the street. I walked over to Wall Street and Broadway. And I didn't see this myself, but I was told by several people that two planes flew into the two towers, a smaller plane into the North Tower, and then something the size of which was described to me the size of a 747, flew into the south side of the South Tower. And the superstructure is just hanging off. There's a gaping hole. It's, I'd say, in the 80s in terms of height, somewhere in the 80th floor, 70th floor, and smoke is billowing up to the top floors, and there are flames coming out of the building. Everybody on Wall Street is out on the streets. Everybody's scared. Mainly the reaction I got was anger, wasn't anything, rather than fear. Upon the people in the streets, feeling that this was perhaps a terrorist attack.
It does certainly seem like this was not unintentional. The FBI, of course, is investigating reports that there was a hijacking right before the crash. All three local airports have been ordered shut down, and New York airspace is officially frozen as people try to figure out what's going on here. Yeah. If one of the towers, of course, that was hit is home to a television and radio antenna. It's reported that Channel 7 is off the air, although the majority of the other New York television stations do appear to be on the air. We're now expecting some comments from President Bush on this obvious disaster. We're expecting word from him shortly. And again, if you've just joined us, it's hard to believe, but it is my sad duty to report that it is true that two planes have slammed into both towers of the World Trade Center at the upper story level. There is massive destruction, fire, gaping holes in both towers, and we can assume massive loss of life, although we have no confirmation of that at this time. Just to bring you again up to speed, planes crashed into the upper floors of both World Trade Center towers minutes apart this morning in a horrific scene of explosions and fires that left gaping halls. We have no immediate word on injuries or fatalities, which the first crash occurred shortly before 9 a.m., the others right after 9 a.m. Officials say the FBI is investigating reports of a plane hijacking. The towers, of course, were struck by bombers back in 1993, but unfortunately, that looks like a minor affair compared to what has happened here this morning. President Bush is expected to comment sometime in the next few minutes on what's happened here this morning, but at this point we have relatively little official word on what has happened. We only know what we have been seeing and what millions of others have been seeing, including a great many eyewitnesses to the scene, including Donald, and I'm sorry I forgot your last name in the course of events here. You're down on Broadway and you had been out on the street at one point not too long ago, correct?
Are you talking to me?
Yes,
oh, I'm
I was.
Sorry. Well, would you repeat that? I was talking to my colleague.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Ben Meverack. He is in Queens. He has... wait a minute. President Bush is speaking at this time, and he takes priority.
Washington Bridge is open. All others are closed.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
President Bush, live on 1010 Winds, commenting on the horrific tragedy that has unfolded in New York City this morning. He went and concluded that this is an act of terrorism, and certainly at first glance it could appear to be nothing else. There's no way that two planes are going to accidentally fly into the World Trade Center moments apart. Now, all three local airports have been ordered shut down. The airspace over New York City has been frozen. In addition, and this will affect more people, the Port Authority has closed all Port Authority bridges and tunnels, and that means the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln, and the Holland tunnels. Keep it locked into 1010 Winds, obviously. There's no place else to go right now but to stay with us. 1010 Winds News Director Ben Meverack in Queens this morning, and of course, even from as far away as that, you can get a pretty good sense of what's going on. Ben?
Okay, unfortunately, I can't add too much to the factual substance of what you've been reporting from where I am. I can tell you, as I left my house from Long Island this morning, taking the Southern State Parkway, you could see there were no clouds in the sky other than this huge plume of black smoke. I just want to give you a sense as to how the World Trade Center explosion or terrorist act is impacting in some of the outer boroughs and all around the city. As I was driving in, there were literally dozens of police cars, undercover cars, emergency vehicles, all racing in toward the city. People were pulling over on the Southern State Parkway as well as on the Cross Island, taking a look. And the only way I can describe it to you from my distance, which is sort of a wide view of the scene, is as you watch the disaster videos that are often shown on television with the tornadoes, as the cameras follow tornadoes, it looks like one huge tornado lying on its side, the black smoke, taking up much of the skyline on a lower level, but it looks like a giant twister lying on its side. People on the sidewalks, at gas stations, all staring in the direction of the city, some of them with their mouths open, their hands over their mouths. They're beginning to just get a sense as to what's happening as word begins to spread. And as you've been reporting, we can't even begin to understand the significance or the significant impact this is going to have as word continues to come in. Lee?
Okay, Ben, a reminder, the Port Authority has closed all of its bridges and tunnels, so if you were planning on coming over to the city from New Jersey for some reason at this time, you might as well turn around and go back where you came from. Let's go to 1010 Winds anchor Judy DeAngelis. She's in the 1010 Winds newsroom with a compilation of some of the latest information on what we know about this. Judy?
Well, thank you, Lee. Right now, President Bush issuing a statement about it. We're expecting a comment from Mayor Giuliani at any moment. As you just mentioned, all the Port Authority bridges and tunnels, that includes the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln, Holland, they are closed. You're not going to get in. You're not going to get out. So just stay where you are. Airspace locked down as well for the entire metropolitan region, and that includes all of the airports closed down for the time being, LaGuardia, Kennedy, and Newark. Again, just don't even try and get there. We don't know yet about Wall Street. We're not seeing any numbers up on the screen, and usually that's where we see them. We're going to assume that Wall Street has not even gotten underway, no opening bell. And what we are getting right now is that it's possible that this was an American Airlines 767 from Boston. We're getting some information. It is not confirmed at this point. We don't know whether that's the first plane or the second plane, but we're certainly checking it all out, and we'll get back to you just as soon as we do have that information, Lee.
All right, and let's hear what President Bush had to say about this a few minutes ago live on 1010 Winds.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
And that is indeed what it would appear to be, with the two planes hitting just moments apart, and it had definitely the look of a deliberate act about it. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa is down on 14th Street, and Juliet, what's the situation there?
Well, Lee, I have been driving down 9th Avenue to head to the scene, but on my way I got the first glimpse of the smoke that's emanating from the towers, and as I'm here on 14th Street, right around Bleecker, I have a bird's eye view of this gaping hole, which is several stories high at the top end of the Trade Center, and smoke is just billowing out. People around here are just standing. They're on their cell phones. They have cameras with them because it is a clear view. It's a clear, clear day. The smoke, it's gray. It continues to billow out, and you see this gaping hole near the top end of the World Trade Center. It looks like it's about, 20 stories down from the top, but it is about several stories high, and it is facing north. So as I'm traveling south, I can see the hole clearly as some of the smoke now is rising, and you can see the hole even better than I did just a couple of minutes ago. It is just an amazing, incredible, horrible, horrible sight. People standing here in awe, just dumbfounded. People looking very sad. As I've been sort of parked here to the side of the street, the police vehicles and emergency service vehicles and fire trucks keep speeding past me. I've also seen ambulances speeding north away from me. I don't know if they are filled with people or victims. We don't know yet. We don't have a clear idea yet of the tragedy here.
Well, looking at the size of the holes and the smoke and the fire, it is obvious that there has been massive loss of life here this morning, and probably even more injuries. New York has seen nothing like this since 1945, when a B-25 bomber accidentally flew into the Empire State Building, and all indications are here that these two incidents this morning, two planes flying into both towers of the World Trade Center, this does not have the markings of an accident. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Steve Kastenbaum. He's watching from Brooklyn. That is the direction where the smoke from this disaster is blowing. Steve?
Well, Lee, as you can hear me, ambulances, fire equipment, and police cars and emergency vehicles all rushing into Manhattan still at this time. You can hear all over the borough the sirens hing towards the Brooklyn and Manhattan bridges, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And here in downtown Brooklyn, you can see the thick black smoke plume spreading over Brooklyn heading south for miles. It is a clear day, not a cloud in the sky. All you can see is the fire coming from the World Trade Center buildings, one of them about halfway up, the other about two-thirds of the way up. And the office buildings down here in downtown Brooklyn must be empty because everybody is out on the sidewalks. They are all staring up at the World Trade Centers. They are quiet. They are solemn. They are looking at this in total disbelief. Of course, as you mentioned before, obviously a terrible loss of life in this. No word yet on what's going on the floors above where these airplanes struck the World Trade Centers. The first explosion, we felt it here in Brooklyn. Brooklyn a little bit after 8:45. And then around 9:10, the second explosion, it rocked the whole area. My windows in my apartment building rattled.
Steve, I'm going to interrupt you because we're being pressed into public service here. The New York City Fire Department is issuing a call for a total recall of all officers and firefighters. You should all report to your companies. Again, if you are a New York City firefighter, drop what you're doing, report to your company. A major disaster is occurring in New York City this morning. As to how this happened, well, the FBI is looking into reports that a plane was hijacked, and there are indications that it may have been a Boeing 767 out of Boston. We're contacting American Airlines. No comment from there. But there are reports one of the planes was an American Airlines 767 from Boston. If you're a New York City firefighter, report to your company. Report to your company now. 1010 Winds reporter John Montone is about 6 blocks away from the disaster. John?
And Lee, I was a lot closer than that. I got down to Church Street. I was standing right in between the two towers, which, as you can see on your television screen, the smoke, the black smoke and fire is just pouring out. I spoke to a number of people on the way. People are in absolute panic. They are running. They were running away from the building. They were screaming. Many of them were telling me that they heard the two explosions, that they heard one explosion in the North Tower first, and then a couple of electricians were upstairs on the 85th floor. They said that as they were coming down, that everyone said, you're going to be okay, just get out of the building. They heard this tremendous bang, this explosion, and as you said on the air, they believe that a second plane had hit the South Tower. So apparently both towers were hit, the flames up in the air, the streets. I'm in a record store right now about 5 or 6 blocks away, so you can't appreciate it. You're not hearing the sounds that I heard out in the street. It is full of sirens, ambulances, fire trucks are out there. People are just walking in all directions, trying to make contact, trying to call their loved ones. There are women down here who tell me that their husbands work up on the top floors. They are in absolute panic, trying to get pay phones that work. Some people are able to communicate through cell phones. I have not been able to, but I can tell you right now, it looks like a war zone. Church Street. There is debris all over. It would be almost impossible to drive a car through that area. It's just a grim reminder of what happened less than an hour ago. Debris is still falling. In fact, I was standing in the middle there trying to get a better view of it when I was told to move because they're afraid that giant pieces of debris may fall. Again, the streets in the entire downtown area are impassable. People are in the streets. People are lying down. I don't know if they were victims, if they were in the Trade Center or not, or they passed out. They were just upset. But there are triage units being set up, people being treated, and other people just walking around with looks of absolute stunned.
Breaking news now on 10 Men Wins.
Interrupting John for just a moment, we now have reports of a fire at the Pentagon. A fire at the Pentagon being reported this morning. No word on whether it's related to what's going on here in New York City this morning, but I guess putting two and two together, we might assume that there is probably some connection. Again, both towers of the World Trade Center have been hit by planes. There's a report that perhaps one of them was a hijacked 767, an American Airlines flight out of Boston. If you're a New York City firefighter, you are ordered to report to your station at this time. All New York City firefighters ordered to report to their stations. President Bush went on the air about 10 minutes ago. He was visiting a school in Sarasota, Florida. He made this comment.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
New Jersey State Police say all Hudson River bridges and tunnels have been closed as a precaution in the wake of the apparent attack on the World Trade Center towers. In addition, all three New York airports have been closed down and the airspace over New York City has been frozen. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is a few blocks from the scene of the disaster. And let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Stan Brooks instead. We understand he's on 14th Street. Stan?
Yeah, now I'm down into the village, but Lee, I've never seen anything like this, listening to Ben and listening to John. I can only tell you that There are people just standing on the street, almost their mouths open, gaping, dumbfounded. Some people taking pictures of the smoke pouring from the World Trade Center towers. Others just standing there looking like, oh, my God, what's happening? And then I started down the West Side Highway, which was just a massive traffic jam with fire engines and emergency vehicles, ambulances, police cars.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Well, we have word now that the White House is being evacuated. President Bush is not at the White House. He was down in Sarasota, Florida, speaking at a school, so this won't involve him personally. But there is word that the White House is being evacuated. We also have a report of a fire at the Pentagon. So all heck is breaking loose around here this morning. This, of course, in addition to the disaster that we got word of initially about 1 hour ago, that a plane had crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, and this was followed a few moments later by a second plane crashing into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. And, by the way, the New York Stock Exchange has been evacuated as well, so nothing going on there at this time. Let's go back to 1010 Winds reporter Stan Brooks. He's down in the village gauging the situation there. Stan?
Right, Lee. I'm about to turn into 7th Avenue South and see how far I can go down there. But I happened to see somebody in another car, somebody I knew, and we were chatting as we were stuck in traffic. And he said, what do you think this does to the election? Which is an interesting question because the city seems to be, in some ways, at a standstill. In the street gaping and gawking at the smoke, and I don't think it's really affecting a lot of people.
Okay, we have a bad connection with Stan. Again, repeating, the White House has been evacuated. President Bush is not there. He was in Sarasota, Florida, although he is now returning to Washington if he can get there. There's also a fire at the Pentagon this morning. And again, no word on whether any of this is all related, but indications are that it might be. 1010 Winds editor Jim Maloney is at the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel, Jim.
Well, I'm at the Lincoln Tunnel, and I hate to keep repeating what other people are saying, but it's just a scene just like just surreal. People out of their cars milling around. The tunnel is apparently has been blocked off, and they're turning us around, and there's no entrance into Manhattan. But all I've been doing for the last half hour is sitting here on Helix, which provides a great view of this. But it's just a scene that I've never seen before. People standing around with their mouths open on cell phones trying to get a connection to get through. I finally was able to just a couple of minutes ago. And just people just don't know what to do.
All right, Jim, we have a report now of a fire on the Washington Mall, and the West Wing of the White House has now been evacuated. Again, President Bush not in Washington when all this occurred. And Okay, here is an indication as to what may have happened at the Pentagon. This will sound familiar. An Associated Press reporter says he saw the tail end of a large airliner plunge into the building. That would perhaps account for the fire that is being reported at this hour at the Pentagon. An Associated Press reporter saying that he saw the tail end of a large airliner plunge into the building. Of course, this is essentially what happened at the World Trade Center. Both towers hit by aircraft this morning. And confirmation now that an aircraft crash near the Pentagon and the West Wing of the White House was evacuated due to threats of terrorism. This is getting hard to keep up with. It's a significant fire at the Pentagon. Smoke from the west side of the building. It's being evacuated. And a report that a plane may have crashed into it. The police force at the Pentagon is keeping security extremely tight. The West Wing of the White House has been evacuated as a possible precaution as well. President Bush was not there at when all this occurred. He was in Sarasota, Florida, where he made this remark.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
So to summarize where things stand at this point, we've had two planes crash into each of the twin towers of the World Trade Center, a report now that a plane has crashed into the Pentagon, and the White House, where President Bush was not, he was in Sarasota, Florida, has been evacuated. Mr. Bush is making his way back to Washington, so the country and the city appear to be in the throes of a terrorist attack at this time. 1010 Winds editor Jim Maloney is at the Lincoln Tunnel, where he was trying to get back into the city. And the tunnels, both the Lincoln and the Holland, and as the George Washington Bridge as well, have been closed down as a precaution. The three major airports in the New York City area have also been closed down, and all of the airspace over New York City has been frozen. Let's go back to 1010 Winds newsman John Montone. He's about four, five, six blocks away.
Not evenly, a little closer than that. And I did not want to be the one who spread any type of a panic mentioning a terrorist attack earlier. But now that you have mentioned it, I will tell you that almost everyone I have spoken to on the street as I was running down to the World Trade Center said the same thing, that from what they had either heard from other people or had been able to glimpse by themselves, they said it appeared as if the planes made a beeline for the Twin Towers, that this was no accident. One fellow said, you know, unless they collided and hit, it appeared to me that they meant to hit the Twin Towers. And I think that most of the people out on the streets believe that. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, I did not want to mention that at first and start any type of rumors or panics. But now that we see that there has been a pattern that has developed both here and in Washington, I will say that that's what most people here believe. That's what they saw. Again, I'm told now I'm about three blocks away. I'm at a store called Record Explosion on Broadway, and these folks are nice enough. I'm going to try to go back out, talk to some more people, gather as much information as I can, and hopefully I'll be back on with you as soon as possible. Do you have any questions I could answer for you now?
Well, I'll tell you what, you get your act together and your thoughts together, and we'll go to 1010 Winds newsman James Faraday, who has an update on the national situation. James?
Indeed, Lee. Developments coming fast and furious this morning. A late word out of Washington from a source in the nation's capital. The White House has been threatened with a terrorist attack. That word coming just moments ago. The West Wing of the White House has been evacuated as a precaution. Also, there is a fire and an explosion at the Pentagon this morning. The very seat of our nation's defense apparently been targeted for another terrorist attack. A radio reporter says he saw a large airliner crash into the Pentagon. And, of course, there are now, what we saw with the World Trade Center earlier, the large plumes of black smoke now being seen from the Pentagon and over the Washington Mall, where there is a fire as well. Also in Chicago, a report of the Sears Tower being evacuated. The situation there, no apparent terrorist threat to speak of, at least at this moment, but an evacuation that is being taken as a precaution at this time.
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, James. Let's go back to 1010 Winds.
Lee, if I can break in for just a moment, this late word just coming into us. The FAA has closed off all airports across the country. No takeoffs, no landings now. That word coming in from the FAA just moments ago. All airports nationwide shut down.
Okay, developments coming fast and furious this morning. Obviously, a major and very serious situation underway in New York City this morning. As James just mentioned, the FAA has shut down all takeoffs nationwide. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone is at this point, I believe, closest to the scene of the disaster at the World Trade Center. John? And we appear to have lost contact with him. First reports we got this morning came courtesy of account executive Joan Fleischer, who's been watching this unfold now for, I guess, about an hour, Joan, right?
Yes. It was an internal explosion in the North Building.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that? We had a bad connection.
There was another explosion about 5 minutes ago, which seems like it was internal, on the North Building. And now the smoke is, you can't see the second building. It's almost completely obscured. I don't see any intense fire from the North Building, but I see a lot of fire from the South Building. And thick, billowing smoke. And probably the third explosion I heard and saw was basically internal.
Okay, at least it did not appear to be the result of another plane hitting the building.
I don't think so.
As we mentioned a few moments ago, if you're a New York City firefighter and you are off at this time, you are requested to report to duty at your station house immediately. Obviously, we need the help here this morning. One word that we have not gotten in the hour since this news broke pertains to casualties. We've been mentioning that it appears to us from what we're able to see, the gaping holes and the smoke and the flames and the debris falling to the ground, that there is quite likely massive loss of life here in New York City this morning. But we have yet to get any information as regards casualties of any sort, either deaths or injuries. We do know that emergency crews have been rushing to the scene for the last hour and that ambulances have been seen leaving the scene, presumably transporting people to hospitals. But again, no word, no official word as regards this. The FBI is investigating reports that there was a hijacking of an American Airlines 767 out of Boston. And that was perhaps one of the planes that was involved in this disaster this morning. Apparently, both towers of the World Trade Center hit by aircraft. And additionally, a report that a plane has crashed into the Pentagon this morning. West Wing of the White House has been evacuated. President Bush was not there when all of this occurred. He was at a school in Sarasota, Florida. And he made this remark, which was heard live on 1010 Winds.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
And all airports nationwide have been closed down at least until 5 p.m. today as a precaution. The George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels, they are also closed down. Let's go to 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer. She is at City Hall. Eileen?
Well, Lee, I'm here live outside of City Hall. The entire, as you can imagine, it is absolute chaos here. The entire city has come to a standstill. Everyone just standing, looking at the smoke pouring out of the World Trade Center at this moment. There are certain people trying to call their families. All the cell phones are down, as you can imagine, since they are at the World Trade Center is the antennas where people would be calling on the cell phones. Therefore, people are lining up around the block just to use a payphone at this point. Everyone's still trying to figure out what's going on. I ran into this woman named Susan. She was supposed to be in the World Trade Center today at this very moment. Again, at this point, everything is shut down. The Woolworth Building has been evacuated. City Hall is shut down and also has been evacuated. We will bring you more as soon as we have it. Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds, live outside of City Hall.
Okay, and now we have word from Washington that the Capitol and the Treasury are being evacuated. This in addition to the White House and to the Pentagon. The Pentagon apparently having been hit by a plane this morning, not unlike the World Trade Center Twin Towers, both of which appear to have been hit by planes. The FBI looking into reports that at least one of the planes was a hijacked 767 American airliner out of Boston. No comments so far from American Airlines as regards that report. The New York Stock Exchange was evacuated. It is closed. That's probably not a bad thing, as the Dow futures were down a massive 150 points, apparently on the news of what had transpired here in New York City this morning. If you are a New York City firefighter, you are requested to report, ordered to report to your station immediately. We need the help this morning with a major disaster unfolding in New York City. And the world has changed markedly in little less than an hour. When we first got word that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, we then saw a second plane crash into the second tower of the World Trade Center. We later got word of a plane apparently crashing into the Pentagon, word that the White House had been evacuated, now the Capitol and the Treasury also having been evacuated. What we have not heard yet are casualties. Figures for what is obviously a massive disaster at the World Trade Center, and there is no doubt massive loss of life there. We've been talking to various reporters, people who've been trying to get to the scene, people who have been watching it unfold from all parts of the city, because the World Trade Center obviously is visible for many, many miles, and it's hard to miss when there is smoke and a massive explosion coming out of it. The first we heard was from 1010 Winds Account Executive Joan Fleischer. Roger. She was the first to call this in. Joan, you're still there?
I'm here.
Okay, you've been watching this on a rooftop with friends and neighbors, and how would you gauge their reaction at this point?
Everyone is in shock. Everyone, people can't believe what they heard or they saw. They've been running downstairs to keep an eye on TV, but I haven't left this area since I called you at first. And it's unbelievable. I mean, they're still bringing in all the police and the fire trucks. They're ongoing. The smoke is unbelievable. It doesn't even look like they've been able to do anything other than respond to, I guess, emergencies on ground, because there's nothing happening within the building that I can see from here on top. They have police helicopters overhead, I think, to keep everybody else away. And the smoke is billowing, still heading towards Brooklyn. You can smell the smoke from here. It's coming from the entire area of both buildings. It's unbelievable.
Well, this really is a case of a situation that you thought couldn't get any worse, getting progressively worse.
Yes.
First one plane crashing into the World Trade Center, then a second crashing into the second tower of the World Trade Center.
Unbelievable.
Word now that a plane has crashed into the Pentagon. It has been evacuated along with the West Wing of the White House. The Treasury has been evacuated. The Capitol evacuated. The Sears Tower in Chicago has been evacuated. There was no threat of an attack against the Sears Tower, but they're obviously going to quit while they're ahead there. And all of this, the world...
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The building fell. Are you there? The building just fell.
Which building?
Oh, my God. The south building just crumbled from the top. Oh, my God. The building just fell. The entire World Trade Center on the South Building just fell. I just saw the whole thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't see anything. The whole thing went down.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, I saw the building crumble. It's all the way down. I can't see at what point it's still standing. Oh, my God.
What
oh
Joan is saying is true.